Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. There's no politics involved in this. You have to support the radio station if we're going to continue.
That's right. You know, I love this radio station. I really do. And I know that so many others do because you stop me and you tell me about it and you tell me what it means to you. Tell me what it means in a community. And many people moved upstate or moved into the Berkshires or moved here. And they didn't know that they were going to get the greatest public radio station in the nation. And you do. And the only reason it's there is because of you. So I'm asking for everybody just to consider the basic proposition. Can't have it without everybody being involved in it. And that means whether it's $5 or $5,000, whatever you can do to support the radio station, you use it. And that's the proof. You use it. So do what you can. Go to WAMC.org and just click into the lockbox. We know you'll be there for the whole group. That's what makes us strong.
Nice thing is now, too, you can take us anywhere you go with your smartphone. You get the app. It's free.
You are so right. And I just hope that everybody knows it. I was in Cartagena listening to WAMC as if it were around the corner. I was in Puerto Rico listening to WAMC. All you have to do is go to the one of the app stores, either iStore or to any of the others, and just write in WAMC, and there's the app. And all you have to do is push the button, and you got it. You got it wherever you go in the whole world.
Speaking of the whole world, we're seeing some really disturbing news this morning about ocean life, which a study now says faces mass extinction. In the New York Times, scientists find what they say are clear signs that humans are beginning to damage oceans and the animals living in them on a catastrophic scale.
Well, you know, David, once again, we deal with our own greed. You find trawlers that are illegally fishing, and in the old days, you know, you put out a line. Now you put out a net that brings in thousands and thousands of fish. Well, of course, you're going to knock out the fishing grounds, and that's what's been happening. Not only that, but because of the way we pollute this earth, we make an inhospitable place for our fish and other marine wildlife to live. What do you think is going to happen? It's just so predictable, and that's why we have to depend on people to make laws and to make sure that we preserve these species, including our wonderful whales and so many others.
Editorializing in the New York Times on European leaders' response to the attack on Charlie Hebdo, saying, some European leaders are proposing the kind of internet censorship and surveillance that would do little to protect their citizens, but do a lot to infringe on civil liberties.
Well, David, we've been talking about this for days and days now. Clearly, you can't allow these heinous criminals to come in and just start shooting people, shooting our children. Even though the chances of our getting personal attack is very slim, you just can't allow it. No civilized world will allow it. So you have to do what you have to do. On the other hand, it is a great threat to the civil liberties of individuals that when you say to the government, you can do whatever you want, because what happens then is they do whatever they want with the people they need to do, and also with some people that should be protected. And that's what this great tension is all about.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks.
Thank you, David. And the one thing you have to remember, of course, is that while people know about the serious issues of the world, one of the top stories in the New York Times this morning is whether Amal Clooney wore long white gloves onto the red carpet.